All right, time to roll up our sleeves and dive into a company that's really caught my eye, Avid Cube Studios. Now, on the surface, they might seem like just another web development shop, but trust me, there's a lot more going on here.
Yeah, you know I love it when a company takes a unique angle. And AvidCube, they're not shy about it. They call themselves digital craftsmen. That's a bold statement right off the bat. You don't see that every day.
Definitely not your average Wix template, huh?
And speaking of not average, did you see what they call their websites?
Cubes, right?
Cubes, business cubes, e-commerce cubes. Heck, they even have courseware cubes. It's like they took the whole digital world and crammed it into a bunch of, well, cubes.
Smart branding, though. I mean, it makes you wonder what exactly is a cube? It definitely piques your curiosity. And, in the world of web development, grabbing attention is half the battle.
For sure.
And once they got your attention, they clearly know how to keep it, because this is where it gets really interesting. These guys are obsessed with speed, like ultra-fast caching engines, CDN networks, obsessed. Are we talking about websites or rocket ships here?
Well, in the digital world, speed is everything, right? A slow website can kill your business, especially these days. But the speed thing takes on a whole new meaning when you see what AvidCube is doing with payments. This is where they really threw me for a loop.
Hold on, hold on. Before we get into that can of worms, let's back up for a second. For our listeners just tuning in, we're talking about AvidCube Studios, a web development company that's doing things a little differently.
And by differently, we mean they're letting businesses accept gold and silver as payment.
Yeah, you heard that right. Gold and silver online. In 2024, it's like they stumbled across a time machine and brought back the gold standard.
I think it's more than just a gimmick, though. They're tapping into a whole movement of people who are looking for alternatives to traditional financial systems, especially with all the economic uncertainty these days.
Right, that whole sound money philosophy. And they're not just paying lip service to it either. They have a whole section on their website dedicated to it. Articles, resources, the works. They're serious about this.
And that's what makes this so interesting. It's not just about building websites, it's about aligning themselves with a particular economic worldview. It's a bold move, for sure, but it speaks volumes about their target audience.
Okay, so we've established that AvidCube is not afraid to be different. They're embracing alternative currencies, they're obsessed with speed, and they're building websites they call cubes. But what does it all mean? Are they on the cutting edge of a larger trend, or are they carving out a niche that might not have mainstream appeal?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? To really understand the potential impact of AvidCube's approach, we need to dig a little deeper into their philosophy and the technology they're using.
And that, my friends, is where this deep dive gets even more interesting. Buckle up. Okay, so we're diving into the deep end of the pool here, Kinesis money. It sounds like something straight out of like a science fiction novel.
Yeah, you're not too far off. Forget the spaceships, though. Think more like a digital Fort Knox.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but you're gonna have to elaborate on that one for me. What exactly are we talking about here?
So basically, Kinesis money is a system where digital currency is directly backed by actual physical gold and silver. It's all held in these super secure vaults. So when you're using Kinesis, you're basically moving around real precious metals, but digitally.
So instead of carrying around a chest full of gold doubloons, I've got like a digital treasure chest on my phone.
More or less, yeah. Except it's not just some digital IOU. It's all tied to real, verifiable gold and silver. And because it uses blockchain technology, it's secure, transparent, and much more efficient than traditional methods.
Okay, starting to wrap my head around it. It makes sense, I guess. If you're someone who really believes in sound money, why wouldn't you want to pay for things with gold or silver online?
Right. It aligns perfectly with their philosophy. And you're cutting out the middleman, so to speak.
Yeah, but, and maybe this is a dumb question, why would anyone choose to use gold or silver as currency in the first place in this day and age? I mean, I get it, it's shiny and it's got that historical cachet, but isn't it a bit, outdated?
Not as outdated as you might think. See, a lot of it comes down to this idea of intrinsic value. Gold and silver have been considered valuable for centuries. They've always had this inherent worth, whereas fiat currency, like the dollar, its value can fluctuate based on all sorts of external factors like government decisions and what's happening in the market.
So it's kind of like a safety net. Like when everything else goes haywire, gold will still be gold.
Exactly. It's a hedge against inflation. When the
Yeah.
value of the dollar goes down, gold tends to go up. It's like a store of value that's a little more, shall we say, resilient. And the other thing with something like Kinesis is that you actually own the gold or silver backing your digital currency. It's not just, numbers on a screen controlled by a bank.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. But how does this all connect back to Avid Cube and their whole cubes thing? Are they turning into a bank now too?
That's where their whole approach with this digital craftsman and customization comes into play. They're bridging the gap between like the world of sound money and what businesses need to actually operate online, you know.
So it's more than just slapping a pay with gold button on a website. They're building the whole experience around it.
Yeah, exactly. Like you buy something with gold, you probably want to see the price displayed in gold too, right? And security becomes a much bigger deal when you're dealing with something as valuable as gold and silver. Avid Cube seems to be thinking about all these angles.
Okay, so enough talk. Show me the money. Or I guess, show me the cubes. What do these things actually look like?
Their portfolio is pretty diverse, actually. I've seen everything from an online store for handcrafted jewelry, which, by the way, you could totally buy with gold, to like educational platforms about finance. And it all seems to be built on this foundation of, you know, performance, security, and just a really smooth user experience.
But do we know if these websites actually hold up in the real world? Do they have any clients singing their praises? Any like case studies showing how this whole gold and silver thing is actually boosting their business?
That's a great question. And honestly, that's one area where AvidCube could beef things up a bit. Their website, it looks great, and they do a good job of explaining their tech, but I haven't seen a ton of specific testimonials from actual clients.
Yeah, it would be really interesting to hear how businesses using AvidCube, especially those accepting Kinesis payments, are seeing the impact. Like, are their sales going up? Are customers sticking around longer? That kind of thing.
Totally. I mean, social proof is huge in any industry, but especially when you're dealing with something as, well, let's say, unconventional as gold and silver payments, you know?
Right. You know, it's funny. At first, when I heard about this whole, like, web development company accepting gold and silver, I thought it was a little out there. Like, are they serious? But the more we've gotten into AvidCube, the more it just kind of makes sense, you know?
It's definitely a way to stand out, right? But it's not just about being different for the sake of it, is it? It's about them actually walking the walk. Their values are clearly aligned with the services they're offering. It feels genuine.
Totally. It would be so easy for them to just, you know, pump out generic websites, take their payments the usual way, and call it a day. But they're really trying to do something different here, challenge the way things are usually done, and not just with, like, the technology, but with their whole philosophy about money and the internet.
It makes you wonder what kind of clients they attract, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're drawn to the idea of paying for things with gold and silver online, you're probably not your typical customer, right?
You're probably looking for a company that gets you, that understands your vision, not just someone to build you a website, but a partner. And I think that's where this whole digital craftsman approach that AvidCube is so into really clicks.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, we're not just building websites, we're building like digital extensions of your beliefs, of your values.
And honestly, in a world where everything feels so mass produced and kind of, you know, samey, that message is really refreshing.
For sure. Yeah. They're not trying to be everything to everyone. They're attracting a very particular type of customer.
And that's pretty smart when you think about it, because you're not just creating transactions, you're building actual relationships with your clients.
Relationships built on trust and transparency, I'd say.
And a shared excitement for the future of technology and, you know, alternative ways of doing things.
Exactly. This whole AvidCube thing, it's like a case study. Like, niche marketing, pushing the boundaries of technology, the whole future of online business, really. It's fascinating stuff.
AvidCube Studios. More than meets the eye. Yeah, I think so. It definitely makes you stop and think, what if they're onto something here? What if this whole gold and silver thing is just the tip of the iceberg?
One thing's for sure. They're definitely a company to keep an eye on. I'm really curious to see where they go from here.
And that's what I love about these deep dives. Always something new to explore, new ideas to uncover. So until next time, keep your minds open and never be afraid to dig a little deeper. You never know what you might find.